ദൃഷ്ട്വേമം സ്വജനം കൃഷ്ണ യുത്സും സമുപസ്ഥിതം സിദന്തി മമ ഗാത്രാണി മുഖം ച പരിശുഷ്യതേ. So this is Arjuna Vacha. Arjuna is beginning to speak. Actually, in the previous verse, it was described how Arjuna saw a whole variety of relatives, and that sight petrified him. Now he is going to speak his reaction, and while speaking his reaction, he is also describing his emotional condition and his bodily condition. So this 27 to 48 is the second half of the first chapter. It is Arjun Vishada Yoga. The first half was Sainya Niriksha Yoga. Now, Arjuna is going to speak his lamentation. So, Trishtvemam Swajanam Krishna. Trishtvemam, I am seeing as I see Swajanam Krishna. So, these are all my own people, Swajanam. And those people may not think of Arjuna as Swajana. Duryodhana definitely doesn't think of Arjuna and the Pandavas as Swajana. He thinks of them as Parajana, as my enemies in fact. But Arjuna is seeing, because of the compassion that is overwhelmed him, and there are actually many people whom he considers Swajana and who consider him also as a Swajana. So that is true. Yutsum samupasthitam. He sees the yutsum, determined to fight, samupasthitam. Sidanti mama gatrani. My limbs are trembling, they're quivering. Mukham cha parishushyati. And my mouth is drying up. So, trembling of bodily limbs and drying up of the mouth. These are both symptoms of strong, overpowering emotions. They, here for Arjuna, it is agony. The agony that all these relatives are going to die, are going to kill each other. And there will be few survivors, but all the survivors will have to live with painful memories. So the thought of the impending catastrophe makes him feel so devastated that he thinks, what is the point of fighting this war at all? And thus he decides that he's going to decide later that I will not fight. I will not fight. But here he's beginning his description and he states that Trishtvemam Swajanam Krishna. They're all my Swajanas and I can see them here. And I may not see them in the future if I keep fighting and they become casualties in the fight. And yet, if I don't fight to kill them, they are going to kill me. Yutsum samupasthitam. They're situated for fighting. Sidanti mama gatrani. My limbs are quivering. Now, the body is not the root of emotions, nor is it the seat of emotions. Actually, that is the heart. The heart, of course, refers to the soul. The soul is the source of consciousness. And when we talk about my heart is broken, that refers not so much to any breakage in the biological organ called by the heart. It refers to the devastating pain that one experiences when one sees that actually there is so much distress that is impending, as is going to happen with Arjuna. is going to feel so much distress. So how? What can I do? Now, a heart is the locus of emotions. And those emotions, when they come to the body, so for example, we hear a joke, and then that joke entering through our ears to our consciousness registers. And then that registration of that joke, and that grasping of that humor sends some signals through the brain to the lips, to the mouth, and the mouth starts laughing. Now, all this happens so instantaneously, with such blinding speed, that we don't even comprehend it. But the fact is that there is a time lag between the arrival of a stimulus and the choosing of the action. And that time lag can be very positively utilized by thoughtful people, provided they don't let their thoughts go here and there in the intermediate period. If intelligent people can hear some spiritual thoughts while they are passing along their journey, then that hearing of those thoughts may well in the future change their life, change the lives of those people who have never otherwise heard of Krishna. So every person who is distributing Krishna's message has an opportunity to actually raise people above misery by enabling them to experience transcendental emotions in relationship with Krishna. And when we understand that, yes, at the body level, suffering is unavoidable. At the body level, distress and death are unavoidable. And they will cause pain, but they don't have to, but these bodily relationships, they don't have to constrict all our emotions. When we connect with Krishna, when we relate with Krishna in a mood of devotion, then our whole life becomes subsumed within that devotional inspiration. And that will enable us to tolerate and transcend material upheavals. So here, Arjuna is getting overwhelmed, and the emotions which are coming from the self, from the heart and the soul are practically non-different. So the soul is the locus of consciousness, the heart is the locus of emotions. That heart is getting shaken and shattered, and although Arjuna is not oblivious of spiritual knowledge, but the gravity of the impending disaster, the brutality of the upcoming battle, the ghastliness of a whole dynasty with multiple generations, of many dynasties in fact, and many generations fighting to death, as that all sinks in, Arjuna feels, is this really essential? That is such a fight essential? And can it be avoided? And that, all that causes great emotional upheavals in him. But by remembering that he is a soul and the soul has real relationship with Krishna, and to the extent he will relate with Krishna, to that extent he will not be overwhelmed by misleading material emotions. That message of connection with Krishna will come later in the Bhagavad Gita, and that will enable Arjuna to break free from this emotional overwhelming effect that is going, he's undergoing, and that will enable him to become steady and strong, situated firmly in the service of Krishna. And the same principle applies to us. In this world, we may also face, because of the unpredictableness of the world, we may also face danger and disaster. We may also get overwhelmed by negative emotions. But if we hear Krishna's message, then by such hearing, we'll be able to find out the way to stay connected with Krishna and thereby keep material upheavals from taking up too much of our mental energy, from causing too much disturbance. Knowing that material things will come and go, knowing that we as our souls are eternal and we have an eternal relationship with Krishna, we'll be able to stay steady in our duties, both material and spiritual. Thank you.